So what's been the reaction to Maria Sharapova's shocking announcement this week that in January she failed the Australian Open's drug test? The richest female athlete in the world tested positive for the banned heart medication meldonium and now faces up to a 4-year suspension from tennis and has also been dropped like a hot potato by her sponsors, and some fans are crying foul. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. And so, Mike, meldonium, she says she's been taking it for years for a heart problem and then neglected to read the letter that said it was banned as of January. Are people buying that?
Well, I don't know if people are buying it, her fans. I know that doping experts have long looked at meldonium and have just moved it to the list of banned substances after years of saying, well, this is not right. Because what it does is it increases oxygen intake. It's clearly a performance enhancer. That's what other banned substances do. The drug was actually invented to help Russian soldiers at high altitudes, or at least that was one of the original proposed uses. And a large number of especially Russians take this drug or the equivalent, which is marketed under different names in different countries. It was invented by a Latvian. And they did a lot of testing at the last European Games. And they found out that 13 competition winners took meldonium, including 6 gold medalists or first place. So if Sharapova says, oh, I have this medical condition, she was taking it. You're supposed to only take it for a couple weeks at a time. She was taking it continuously for years and years and years. I guess she's post hoc claiming a medical exemption, but this wouldn't have even fit in with the course of treatment for an actual prescribed use of meldonium.
Well, so she's been dropped by Nike, Porsche, Tag Heuer, and her fans are crying sexism, ageism, anti-Russian, take your pick. And she's going to be 29. That's old for the game. There have been, as you say, allegations of state-sponsored doping in Russia. So people are immediately, you know, the antenna goes up. But, you know, many of her fans are saying, well, wait a minute. Nike signed a deal with Justin Gatlin, the American sprinter, after he'd twice been suspended for doping. Back in the day, way back in the day, Andre Agassi tested positive for crystal methamphetamine. He said, oh, it was an accident. You know, the Tennis Association accepted that. He later wrote in a memoir, well, that wasn't true. So people are saying, well, wait a second. They've jumped way too quickly on Maria Sharapova.
Yeah, I think that's ridiculous. She tested positive for a banned substance that was clearly banned and was clearly enhancing her performance. Now, it's not Maria's fault. She should have had someone in her retinue saying, you can't take this anymore, but there we are. And also, let's look at the Justin Gatlin re-signing by Nike. Does this mean that Nike is a hypocrite or sexist, or does it give plenty of indication that the hot potato that you mentioned in the intro, well, hot potato's cool. And maybe one day if Sharapova, who is so beloved, as a corporate sponsor, if she starts playing tennis again and starts doing well, she had dropped to 7th in the world rankings, what's to say that sponsors won't put her back on? I mean, right now, I think she's a little radioactive. In a couple years, she serves her suspension. She gets back on in the good graces of Tag Heuer.
Well, she'll be 30 in her 30s then. So we'll see. We'll see how this plays out. Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst who hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Thanks as always.
You're welcome.